from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brock Holt, a former chairman of the, or Jimmy Fund captain, rather, here as well. Welcome back alongside Rob Bradford. We appreciate you taking the time here.
Yeah, you're welcome. I probably wouldn't come on if you would have told me Rob was on.
Yeah, see, so we get, that's a common thing.
The only reason we got Kenley to come on.
Brock pretended to be my friend when it seemed like I was going to be able to get him on stage with Noah Kahn, but then once I didn't,
we love Rob. We love Rob.
Did Rob oversell something?
Me and Noah, we were trying to get a little collab going.
Nice.
And Rob said he could make it happen. He wasn't in anywhere close to making it happen.
Time will tell. The story is yet to be told.
Noah is playing right down the road from where we live. So if he can get me tickets to the Noah Kahn in Franklin, Tennessee.
Yeah, he actually did a video for Noah Kahn, and it said
you did.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He said, "Hey, listen, I know what it's like to be a backup, so I'll be happy to be your backup." And I showed it to Noah Kahn, and Noah Kahn sent a video back to him.
Nice.
Said any time. We thought the momentum was going, but he's saving it. Where is it? Well, Franklin.
Franklin. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh well.
All roads lead to Franklin.
And Griff loves Noah Kahn, so.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a name I was not fully aware of, but I did see he did like a private showing when he was playing here at Fenway Park, or maybe leading up to playing at Fenway Park at the Jimmy Fund. So very topical here. We're also joined by Lakenholt as well. Do you ever get weird phone calls in the middle of the night and just assume it's Bradford, just pumping the house for information? That never happens?
No, but if Brock's down in the basement and I can hear him talking, it's usually for his podcast. Like the only time Brock goes down into our basement.
It's me.
It's the podcast area.
It's me telling Rob, leave me alone, dude. I've already been on your podcast. I don't want to come on anymore.
I mean, it's a common thing we hear from a lot of Red Sox players. Obviously, you know, it's been a chunk of time since you've been here in Boston as a player. You're still very involved with the Jimmy Fund. What can you and Lakin speak to with your experience here over the years, and why do you stay involved?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you learn early on when you get to Boston how important the Jimmy Fund is to the Red Sox, to Boston, to this city. And it's something that I kind of gravitated to early on. The kids would come down to spring training. I'd get involved. I think my first year, David Ross was the captain. Will Middlebrooks was captain as well. And once those guys moved on and they approached me to do it, it was an easy yes for me. And it was just something that it touched me and Lakin's life pretty quickly. Just knowing, you know, that we could attempt to do some type of good in the community that we were playing in. And then we just built such good relationships with everyone involved, families, patients, kids, people who work at the Jimmy Fund. And, you know, I think when we left here after the 19 season, it was something that we knew we wanted to continue to help with and be a part of. And we've tried to do that from long distance, but it's been harder. But, you know, to come back up here and be a part of this is pretty special.
So a decade
plus has gone by now since you first were with the Red Sox. How have you seen the Jimmy Fund evolve in that time?
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, obviously over the years, it's, you know, it's trending upwards. And I mean, like you said, 2013 was my first year here, and it was very evident that the Jimmy Fund was super important to the Red Sox organization. I was just watching Eckersley on TV earlier. He said the same thing. He got here in 78 or something, and he said you learned pretty early on how important the Jimmy Fund is. And I think the two organizations, Red Sox and Jimmy Fund, they go hand in hand, and I think everyone who comes through this organization realize how special of a place it is. And I've never played with someone or met someone who hasn't wanted to be a part of this. And, you know, I think it's the perfect match, the perfect combination, and been able to do a lot of good work.
Speaking of the perfect match, Brock, people love you. Like, people really, like, love you. You haven't played here in a while. It's been a while since you were here. And you had a good career. You weren't David Ortiz. You had a good career. Why do you think you are so beloved?
How dare you? He has to throw that right in your face. How dare you?
Listen, I wish I knew the answer to that question. You know, it's a special place, man. I think I just played the game the right way. I think you could see how much the game meant to me and how much I enjoyed playing. You know, it wasn't so much of, you know, how I did, more so about trying to win the baseball game. I played hard, but Boston was, you know, it was home for us for, you know, 7 years. And shoot, if I would have ended my career here, we'd probably still be living here. You know, we lived here year round for 4 years, and like I said, this place was great to be my family. I mean, I knew her, but got engaged, we got married, we had, you know, we grew our family here. Our second child was born here in 2020. So special place to us, and you know, I'm so grateful to have spent, you know, 7 years of my life here. Best 7 years of my career, for sure.
So how, from your perspective, Lakin, does it, the experience with the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund, all of it tying together, compared to some of the other stops that you guys have been on?
I just think they do a really good job of introducing it right away. Like, it everything just goes hand in hand. And I appreciate that whenever you come up with an idea, it is no stopping. They're like, okay, let's do it. Let's make it happen. And I don't know if we get that at other organizations. I'm trying to think. Other organizations, I don't think they have the one that go, like, the, you know, the clinic and the Red Sox, they go hand in hand, and that there's just not something like that anywhere else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, you two ran the Boston Marathon on behalf of Dana-Farber.
Ran.
What is it?
Yeah.
Let's put that in quotation.
Completed the Boston.
He participated. Yeah.
On behalf of Dana-Farber, what was that experience like? What was it like Amazing. Having the support of them behind you as you're raising funds for them?
It was...
incredible.
It was incredible. Yeah. You know, I wish the sun would have been shining a little bit more that day. It was a little dreary, a little rainy. So socks and shoes were pretty wet by the end of it.
Blisters.
But it was, I mean, it was so much fun. I got made fun of a lot because of how slow I ran it. And what place I got? I
think You're looking right at Rob. Who was he? Was he?
No, I mean, I'm sure he had something.
Someone who trudged through it six times. I appreciate what.
Humble brag.
I don't know if you know this, Mayo, but you know. But I will say this. I just want to say this real quick.
Marathons are
these
boring.
These two marathons are boring.
Yeah.
Thank you. But Lake and Brock, they're just from my perspective of from covering the team. It's so heartening to see. A couple like this to be integrated into the society of the Boston Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund and all of that. And this is one of the special things. And we both know a lot of Brock's teammates and a lot of Lakin's friends that she's made along the way, that it's just become a family, not only about family, about playing for the Red Sox, but this day, it's been all about it. And I also want to point out, yes, you're not David Ortiz. Congratulations. But he does hold two major league records.
That's true.
Two.
Well, I mean, I guess
the postseason cycle?
The cycle's not really a record.
The most baseball is important.
Okay, he's done two things that no other major leaguer in history of baseball has ever done. And that is...
Cycle in the postseason. We still root hard for people to not do it.
I would be the same way.
Because first sounds good, but only sounds better.
Yeah.
So sure. My oldest Griff tells me that he's going to be the second. So I would
Ripken's be okay. Going to be the third.
Ripken will be the third.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
I would be okay with that happening. Yeah. And then I threw the slowest pitch ever.
The slowest strike, right?
Slowest pitch.
And every single time a position player pitches, most of the time I text Brock.
They're coming. I hear it every time.
They're getting close.
They're getting close.
I feel like Dom's giving you a run for
your
money.
I was just going to say, close. Dom Smith has you in the ring.
He does.
Mine was 31. I threw 130. But there's been some get down to about 34.
Yep.
So they're creeping.
It's getting too close.
They're creeping down.
If they let me in a major league game, I'll shatter that.
Royalty.
Baseball royalty. Yeah. Well, Brock and Lakenholt, we appreciate it so much for staying involved here as part of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. So thank you for all that you do coming on and sharing your story. Feel free to stick around if you'd like with Melanie Duvall. The SVP and Chief Philanthropy Chair at Dana-Farber. I know you're. We spoke to you last year with Larry Lucchino at this. It was great to speak with him and sit with him, a great champion for the Jimmy Fund. What is the lasting impact and legacy of Larry Lucchino?
I think the lasting impact and legacy of Larry is where we are today. Like, you know, that's one thing. Larry started the radio telethon 22 years ago. He was a huge champion for anything we could do to bring the Jimmy Fund out into the world, to engage the community of supporters and the people's charity. And so I think we're experiencing Larry today and tomorrow with the radio telethon and in so many other ways. You know, the Jimmy Fund is now a brand. It's a community. It's just a powerful philanthropic organization that has such an impact on patients and families here in Boston and regionally and now around the world. And so I think that's his legacy for sure.
People look at the board and they see over $545,000 raised just in this little short amount of hours that we've had today. Why are the funds raised through the Jimmy Fund so important to Dana-Farber?
The funds raised through things like this and the Jimmy Fund are so important because they give us the flexibility to do things that we may not be able to do without, you know, those dollars. So, you know, I heard Brock say first and best, and, you know, I love first, best, only. You know, those are the things I always kind of think about when we do something, we tell a story. How are we first? How are we best? Are we only? And one of the things that the Jimmy Fund philanthropy allows us to do is to stay first and best and only in so many ways that we might not be able to if we relied strictly on dollars from federal governments and grants agencies or other more traditional sources of funding. So it really gives our faculty the flexibility to keep their lab going maybe a little bit longer when their grant, you know, might run out, or gives us the opportunity to take some kids out to Polar Park or to do something that makes them feel like a kid again when they're in treatment, or gives us the opportunity to really kind of do things for our nurses and our caregivers and support our families and patients in so many special ways.
What about the partnership with the Red Sox? And you know, Brock Holt is here. We talked to Kenley Jansen and Chris Martin. I know Garrett Whitlock is the current captain right now. That uniqueness in their partnership, what does that bring to this?
It's like nothing else. You know, the partnership between the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, and the Boston Red Sox is so unique and special. Our partnership is 71 years this year. We've, together with the ownership group that Larry was part of, helped, you know, raise almost $150 million. And that is significant. That is such a special bond. When we talk about the players and Brock and Liam and Garrett, you know, coming to Scooper Bowl, coming to the clinic, that's real. Those are sports heroes that are really kind of walking the halls of Dana-Farber and having an impact in ways that are special and meaningful and will make a lasting impression, not only on our patients and families, but also on our staff and our community. So it's something that is unlike anything else in, you know, the professional sports world, and we're grateful and deeply, deeply connected to the Red Sox.
Well, Melanie, Brock, Lakin, Bradfoe, we appreciate you guys all coming out for all that you do and being part of the telethon. And thanks for coming on and sharing some perspectives. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.